previously on the Vampire Diaries.
You did? No, I can't.
I can help you. Turn it off. She's ruthless without her humanity. The cure is the fastest way to get it back.
When Silas was buried by the witch Ketsia, she left him with the cure. She knew that he wanted to die and be reunited with his one true love.
Free her from darkness!
The triangle is complete.
The witch has almost killed you.
What witches? How do I get off the island?
What's the last thing you can remember?
Jeremy was trying to pry the cure out of Silas's hands.
Why, there's something you need to know about Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
So here we are across the pond. In whispers,
you know, I was thinking about the last thing I said to you. We did it. Totally lame last thing to say. Hi, Jeremy. You were supposed to come back with us.
Bonnie.
Jeremy.
Wake up.
How are you here?
Bonnie, wake up.
I don't understand.
Open your eyes. Bonnie, open your eyes.
Oh, my God.
How has it been? 8, 9 days?
8 or 9 days. Oh, I lost count.
We lost count of the consecutive days in which Elena Gilbert has not killed anyone.
I'd say that's progress, brother.
So what are we going to do? Just throw the football around for another 150 years so Elena gets her humanity back? Because I'm cool with that.
She doesn't want the cure.
She's going to start killing people if she knows we're still trying to get it for her.
All right. We could always make her want it.
Yeah, how are you going to make an emotionless vampire want anything?
Get her to flip her humanity switch.
So what are we going to do? Pull Lexi, bombard her with emotions so one of them sticks?
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, then we go to plan B. Lock her up, keep her sidelined until you and I figure out a plan C.
And what happens when she gets slammed with every emotion she's repressed since Jeremy died?
Well, then you, my friend, will be right by her side. Ready to help her through it.
Right. Because you don't want to keep reliving history. And when this is all over, you're just going to get out of her life.
Bingo.
All right, how you want to do this?
Elijah, being human means a fresh start. I can grow old and have a family and fill my days with meaning, knowing that each one matters.
Well, that was poetic.
Well, if you can provide us with a more compelling reason for wanting the cure class, please.
Silas can appear as anyone. He got inside my thoughts, convinced me I was dying. He will torment me until I give him the cure.
And in doing so, he will break down the wall to the other side.
So it doesn't trap him there when he dies. He wants to reunite with his lost soulmate. You of all lovesick fools should applaud his devotion.
He will open the floodgates for every supernatural being that has ever died.
Including our dear brothers, Cole and Finn. We'll have our family back.
Please, you hated Cole and you kept Finn in a box for most of his life.
Elijah, please.
Your personal discomfort might not be sufficient reason for putting the entire world in jeopardy, Klaus. I think our sister deserves a shot at happiness.
Tell me you're joking. Tell me you're not fating me to an eternity of torture.
I made my decision.
When you're sick and dying and you beg for my blood, I will laugh in your face and compel you to forget me.
secure.
Rebecca, it's no secret that you are impulsive, emotional, and at times morally questionable. Prove to me this isn't just another one of your whims. That you know precisely what you are giving up here.
Fine. Anything.
I want you to live a day as a human. This day. No vampire privileges. No strength, no compulsion, no nothing. You succeed, you still believe this is what you want. The cure is yours.
You're gonna fail. You should be locking yourself inside all day, not shopping for prom.
Name me a more human experience than seeing your mom.
Beth, why should I listen to you? You don't even have your humanity.
You realize you won't even be able to compel yourself a date, right?
Yes, and last time I checked, you're living in my house because I'm the only one that can tolerate you, so you don't have to be so rude.
And I'm gonna come with you.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye on you to make sure that you pass Elijah's test. As soon as you down the cure, it'll be gone for good. No one will be able to use it on me.
What kind of dreams?
Usually, I'm at his grave, and all of a sudden he appears to me.
Well, you never got to say goodbye, Bon. You're grieving. That's normal.
When I woke up, the couch was on fire.
Oh.
I don't know if it's because I was emotional in my dream or if Shane was right. Without his help, I'll lose control of my magic.
No, it's because you need a night off for mourning. And I'm going to make sure that you have it.
You look super hot, by the way.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt and I are going to have the sexiest date there.
You know what? I love friend prom. And it's exactly what prom should be. Friends and memories.
Yep. Yes, it sucks that my boyfriend can't be here, but the three of us are going to have the night of our lives.
Hey, Bonnie. Heard you got your mind wiped. That sucks. Pretty dress, Caroline.
I know. You helped me pick it out months ago when we were friends.
Before you tried to kill me. I thought it looked familiar.
Can you press this for me? I'll pick it up later.
Bonnie?
I don't need a babysitter.
Really? Because the last time I saw you, you snapped a waitress's spine.
Got you to stop your search for the cure, didn't it?
Yep. We're just here to make sure you hold up your end of the deal. Don't eat the prom queen. May I?
No.
Wow, would you look at that?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful dress.
Thank you. I still want.
Klaus? Hello? Did you not hear me?
Of course I heard you, Caroline. I think the whole of Mystic Falls heard you. I'm in no mood for company.
Well, I'm sorry that you're having personal issues, but I have a real crisis on my hands. Elena stole my prom dress. I went to pick it up, and the tailor said that somebody else already did. And when I asked who, she said she couldn't remember. Hello? The vervain is out of the town water supply. She was compelled. It is not funny.
I know.
Then stop laughing. Look, I know the prom isn't important to you. But it's important to me.
Well, surely finding another dress is well within your substantial vampire capabilities.
Oh, but I don't want just another dress. I want to look hot. Like Princess Grace of Monaco. Hot. So, could you please go back into your creepy trophy case of family collectibles and dig me out something of royal caliber?
I've been looking so long at these pictures of you.
Where's the disco ball? Caroline's been working on this for a while. It's a photo yearbook of the senior class. Isn't that photo from first day of freshman year?
My mom took that when she dropped us off at school. I'm gonna get a seizure if I keep staring at these screens.
Why do I feel like we're at a practice run of Caroline's wedding?
Because I think we are.
You are underage.
You're overage, and honestly, it's kind of creepy.
Oh, come on. What badass seniors complete without a prom date that's slightly too old for high school?
Please don't refer to yourself as my date.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your boyfriend. Something I said?
I'm not doing this.
You're not going to deny that I'm your boyfriend now, are you?
What are you doing? Trying to stir some feelings in me? Ironic, since you, my sire, are the one who had me turn them off.
Yeah, well, hindsight's almost a bigger bitch than you.
You're nothing to me, Damon.
Really? Then why tell me you're in love with me? Why tell me it's the most real thing you've ever felt in your life?
I told you I loved you because I was sire to you, and now that I'm not, I know that none of it was real, but if you still think that it was, I mean, maybe you're the one who needs help with your emotions. Not me. Uh-oh, friend patrol.
Hey, I know you haven't really talked since everything, but I want to say that I miss you.
Me too, and we want to help you.
What are you going to do, get me a job at the grill?
I don't want you to look back and realize you missed out on the best part of senior year.
Spare me, Matt. If you had the choice, you would have turned your emotions off the second that Vicky died.
Hey, you shut it off because all you could feel were the horrible things happening to you. We still have friends who love you.
I thought you were going to bring Jeremy back, but it turned out you were just a brainwashed crazy person. So technically, you're a walking reminder of all the horrible things that have happened to me.
Wait.
Caroline's right. Elena's gone.
Does it matter? May I have this dance?
Let go of me or I will bite you.
Oh, come on. I'm the one that hates to dance. Remember?
Yeah, now I finally see why. So, are you and Bunny like a thing?
Not a thing. We're friends. So who are you here with?
No one. God, I know what you're thinking. Why didn't I just compel myself a date?
You know, actually, I was thinking, I wonder if Bunny wants ice.
Oh. Can I ask you a question?
Why? Apparently you already seem to know everything I'm thinking, so...
Do you think that I would make a good human?
I think that good is a hard word to live up to. And I've never seen you do anything remotely good. So, honestly, no. I don't. Sorry. So, you're just here to help her back and get the cure, right? On what happens to be the most sentimental night in high school.
You think this is my cry for help? I'd be happy to show you what a real cry for help sounds like.
So, this. Us. You feel nothing?
I feel nothing.
I don't believe you.
I don't care.
So, you don't remember what it used to feel like when we would dance? When my hand would touch your waist?
No.
How about this? My fingers would touch.
The dress is beautiful and brings out your eyes.
Thanks. I thought I'd do it a favor.
Caroline, why don't you come dance with me?
I know you said to kill her with kindness, but can't I just kill her?
I see you found the dress.
It's from Klaus. Don't ask.
You know you have him wrapped around your little finger, right?
If I had Klaus wrapped around my finger, then I would be here with Tyler right now. Are you making any progress with the dress thief?
I don't know. I think it's affecting me a whole lot more than it's affecting her.
What do you mean?
Every time I tell myself that I'm moving on, there's this part of me that just can't seem to shake her.
It's normal, Stefan. You guys were in love. That doesn't go away just because you declare that you're moving on.
Then how does anyone ever seem to move on?
I don't know. I think that someday you'll meet someone new and you'll fall madly in love. And you'll have moved on without even realizing it. Just make you prom queen. It is based on votes, and you have approximately none so far.
And you can't just help out a friend?
No, I can't. And you can't make me. I drink for Vansky now.
I was not going to compel you.
You can't be compelled, but you can be killed. Rebecca wins prom queen.
Got it? What the bloody hell are you doing?
What you were about to do.
I was not going to threaten her.
Remember that time you tortured me until I told you how to find the cure? You ruined my relationship with Stefan, and then you trapped us with a werewolf.
Yes, so?
So you're not a good person. You're not going to win this cure by being yourself. So just stand there and refrain from talking, okay?
You and me. Missing your prom.
You miss me, Bonnie?
I do.
Do you want this to be real?
Yes.
And it can be. Bonnie, your magic can bring me back for good. You have the power to do the spell now.
Get away from me!
You need me, Bonnie.
I don't need you. I don't want anything to do with you!
You have no idea how dangerous you are. If I don't help you, you'll kill yourself.
You're trying to get in my head.
I'm just asking for your help in return for mine.
Leave me alone.
wake up on fire recently?
Did you do that to me?
Please, Bonnie, let me help before you hurt somebody or yourself.
You don't care about me. You only care about bringing down the wall to the other side, and I won't do it.
Don't you want to see Jeremy again?
Not like this.
Where did you get that?
Our baby sister.
Once she's human, I make no difference to her whatsoever. Take it.
Why would you give me this? We are immortal apart from the stake. Now that it's yours, you have nothing to fear.
Silas will continue to torment me.
While you survived endless torments throughout the centuries, you'll shake this. And if you can, you'll outrun her.
Yes, it's that simple. Without the cure, what makes you think I'll spare your beloved Katerina? Or have you figured out you're simply another fly in her web?
You will spare her because I am asking you to spare her. As your family, as your only living brother, I would ask that you provide me with this opportunity to feel, to care. To love.
I gave you that opportunity, and you side it against me. So if I run, it'll be to chase her. And as your only living brother, I will make it my cause that you never know a moment of happiness.
It is such a hollow little life that you lead, Nicholas.
You haven't seen Bonnie, have you?
She's probably in the bathroom. Every other girl is. But if you haven't noticed, I am sitting here all on my own, so please, will you put me out of my misery and dance with me?
I don't think so.
Matt, please. This is a girl's worst nightmare. Please. I thought about what you said about being good, and you're right. It won't be easy, but it's worth trying.
I don't understand why my opinion is so important to you.
Because you're everything that I want to be. You're loyal, honest, kind. People root for you to succeed. Elena even died for you.
I'm a busboy, Rebecca. Okay, it's not like I'm out saving the world.
You're human. You're so beautifully human. Aren't you on Save Elena duty?
Take a little breather.
This prom sucks. This is our last dance together, and it's awful. This is not how I wanted to remember this night. If anyone asks, I'll be at the after party. We have a problem. It's like Jeremy was there. I could talk to him. I feel him.
Bonnie, that's what Silas does. You can't let him get to you again.
Yeah, because you all crazy and brainwashed. It's just not a good look.
What am I missing? Silas is appearing to Bonnie as my dead brother. Which means he still wants me to spell. So, the nice thing about having no feelings is you don't fear your enemies on the other side. I'm not worried about my enemies. It's people like Alaric and Jeremy. Salvador brothers are annoying enough as it is. Can you imagine if my brother came back to the living? He'd spend every waking hour trying to get my humanity back.
Hey, okay, ballots have been tallied, which means it's time to announce this year's prom king and queen.
Look, one of us should take her home.
What? No, she's safer here in public around all these people. There's no way Silas can make everyone see the same thing all at once.
Okay, in the meantime, how do we look out for a guy that can appear as anyone?
All right, your prom king and queen are Matt Donovan and Bonnie Bennett.
Bonnie Bloody Bennett. Of course.
Everyone's so worried about Silas. There's an obvious solution to all of this. He needs Bonnie. He can't do this spell without her. So if he can't kill Silas, kill his witch.
I can't kill anyone. I'm supposed to be human.
Maybe you can. But I can.
I don't think you've ever looked more beautiful.
Oh my God, Tyler! Wait, you can't be here. Klaus
can't get in. Matt owns this place now. He had to invite me inside.
If Klaus finds out,
he won't. You didn't really think I was going to miss prom, did you? Here, these are for you. Caroline Forbes, may I please have this dance?
You're looking for Silas? Are you waxing nostalgic about misspent youth?
What happened to you being over it?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, for a guy who's ready to move on, it seemed pretty convincing as a boyfriend out on the dance floor.
I mean, isn't that what we're doing? Reminding Elena of what she's lost?
Like her feelings for you?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't mean to be a dick, Damon, but Elena and I have history. Memories, laughs, ups and downs. It's a real relationship. I mean, what you have is just a one-night stand that was probably the result of the sire bond. This is a very dark and riveting place, David.
Silas, where's my brother? He's psychic break.
He's in the woods, where I convinced him I was you. He's probably in a bit of pain now, too.
The witch is mine. Stay away from her.
You need to get your queen off the stage.
I can't really do that right now.
You didn't hear it from me, but Elena's up to something.
Congratulations, Bonnie.
What do you want?
For you to stop being a problem. What's happening to me?
Okay, just relax.
I gotta get out of here.
What's going on?
Remember when I told you to make Rebecca prom queen? No! Should have listened.
April! April, come on! Please wake up! April, come on! Please, wake up!
Matt, why didn't you call? Oh, my God.
Can you feed her your blood?
Can't we just call 911 or something?
She's dying. Please, help her.
I can't. If I heal her with my vampire blood, Elijah won't give me the cure and I won't get to be human.
How is this even a choice right now? You want to be human? Prove it. Be good. Do the right thing and save her life.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Let me guess. Extremely handsome man came up to you claiming to be me.
Yeah.
Bonnie, wait!
Get away from me, Silas.
We can help each other.
This is what you do. You wait until I lose control and then you want to swoop in and save me.
You really think you have a choice? If you don't let me help you, your expression will consume you from the inside out.
Get away from me!
Didn't try to do that, did you? Your magic is taking on a life of its own. You need help controlling it. Listen to me, Bonnie. Breathe.
I will die before I let you control me.
Bonnie, listen to me. Control, Bonnie. Control.
Get out of my
That's the magic talking. This is your best friend.
Damn it, Bonnie.
The show with my best friend almost killed me. None of this is okay.
I got you.
Hey, no.
Whoa.
All right. Plan B. Thank you for saving her.
Lane was right. I should have just stayed home.
No one has to know what you did. I won't tell anyone.
You really did that for me?
I would. And maybe I was a little harsh earlier. You wouldn't make the worst human.
Are you offering me a job as a busboy? You know, I look cute in an apron.
We'll see. I should probably get April home.
Okay.
Dear sweet April Young, now there's a girl with a future.
She was dying, and I acted with human decency. You can't get more human than that.
Actually, you can. You can stand idly by as poor April takes her final breath. You can ask, why does this always happen to innocent people? Where do the spirits go? Was there anything I could have done? That is what it means to be human, sister. You give humanity too much credit.
You're going to tell Elijah?
No. No. You are.
You're home. And how did our Cinderella fare?
I won't lie, there were complications.
You'll tell him that you cheated, that you failed, that you don't deserve the cure.
But I passed your test with flying colors.
If this is what you truly want, it's yours.
Why is it
so hard for you to let me be happy.
Because your happiness comes at the expense of my sanity. Because I refuse to entertain yet another one of your whims. Because you are bored. And you're looking for a reason to matter. Thankfully, I don't have to waste any more breath fighting you on the subject.
What does that mean? Nick, what does that mean?
I guess it's time that I turned into a pumpkin. Thank you, Elijah.
Rebecca?
Elijah, I think Nick's up to something.
Where did you go?
I'm still at the prom. Look, don't do anything with the cure until I see you. Something's not right. Elijah? Elijah, do not take your eyes off that cure.
I think it might be a little late for that. For the party, and if anyone sees me,
I know. Thank you for the best prom ever.
See her smile, to make her dream night come true. Was it worth it? In the shared interest of giving Caroline the night of her dreams, I'm going to allow you 5 seconds before I rip your heart out of your chest. 5, 4, 3.
She might not feel much, but she's going to feel that in the morning.
So what's the plan?
When Bonnie was wailing on her tonight, I could see it in her eyes. Lena thought she was going to die. She was scared.
Fear.
Last time I checked, one of those pesky human emotions.
So plan C. Make her life a living hell.
Care to talk about another problem? You know, the one that can be anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Silas still needs Bonnie. And if tonight is any indication, she's no pushover. She's not going to let him manipulate her. Not anymore.
I wouldn't underestimate his talents. Pull the hell out of both of us. What'd he say to you, anyway?
Led me out in the woods, claiming he saw Silas, and then he staked me. How'd he get to you?
Talked about his hair. Figured it hadn't been you.
Funny.
You coming?
Yeah.
Elijah has refused you the cure, and in return you've refused my freedom. Shame on you both. But while you boys sort out your problems, I have one last thing to offer you. I've caught wind that there's a witch in New Orleans named Jane Ann Devereaux plotting a move against you. Hunt her down. What she has to say will rattle you so deeply to your core that chasing little old me will be the least of your concerns. It's been a fun 5 centuries, Klaus. But I've worn down too many good heels running from you. Love and hate, Katerina. Silas? I know it's you. My locator spell worked without using any of your possessions.
Yes, you're finally acknowledging how powerful you are.
You're not Jeremy anymore. Is this the real you? Then tell me why you're hiding.
Call it Cassia's revenge. When she learned that I didn't love her, she used her magic to ensure no woman could ever love me. Should come as no surprise that now I simply want to die.
I want you to.
Even if it means bringing back every dead supernatural being.
Show me your face.